welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Anthony Rutgazer of Mississauga Comics Expo. Born and raised in Toronto, Anthony is a comic book writer, stand-up comedian, talk show host, nightclub DJ, pop culture blogger, and a professional wrestler, too. During our chat, Anthony talks about his new book, Heroes of Homeroom C, and how it came to be. The process of collaboration with other creators, including artist Carlos Granda, his follow-up to Homeroom C, plus his take on self-publishing and the independent comic book scene. Before I go further, I encourage you to like this podcast on iTunes, and definitely check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. Like it on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, so you can discover a lot more information about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. And now, here's my chat with Anthony Rutgazer.
Heroes of Homeroom C, 76 pages of story, 96-page graphic novel. Twin 12-year-old superheroes lose their powers and their parents send them back to public school. And created and written by me, drawn by Carlos Granda, with letters and colors by Fred Stressing, who does all my letters and colors. And so today is the first day for it.
What inspired you to come up with this book?
What inspired me? Oh, a deep, deep psychosis. A lot of liquor. No. I'll tell you what. I came up with it. I came up with it about 4 years ago, three, 4 years ago. I had just turned the scripts to volume one of The First Hero over to my artist for that book, Philip Seavey. And I had this lull. I had this down period where I was waiting for art to come back, and I wasn't really doing anything. And I just decided, look, I need something new to work on. And just started mulling things over. And, you know, on the walk to work, came up with the first basic idea for the book and started working on it from there. And a few months later, at New York Comic Con, met Carlos Granda. He was in New York from his native Columbia, and he was showing his portfolio around, and he came by the Action Lab booth where I was, and I looked at his art, and I called him over to one side of the booth, and I said, look, if I let you go over and talk to the rest of these guys, I'll never see you again. They'll hire you on the spot. I have a script. Give me your email. I'll send it to you. You read it tonight. Come back to me tomorrow at the show, or Sunday at the show. Let me know what you think. We'll get to work. And we've had some fits and starts with it. We did 8 pages as a preview, and I shopped it around, and then made some changes until last summer. I said, look, let's buckle down. Let's make this book our priority, and here we are today with the finished product in hand.
That's amazing. That's amazing work that you can, like, get together and network at these shows. I think that's a great thing to do.
You know what? I've found a few artists online, searching through DeviantArt, searching through, you know, digital webbing forums, putting ads on there. Carlos was the first new artist that I met in person looking through their portfolio, and it was fantastic. His stuff is great, and I know I've seen some of the stuff he's been working on up until now, and I know about a project that he's working on coming up, and he's going to be a fantastic name. I'm just lucky that I got him for as long as I did for this book.
That's amazing. Well, congrats on this book. What's coming down the road? Can you talk about what you're working on next?
Okay, there's more Homeroom C. I've already written 80 more pages. That's got to wait until Carlos has done his current project, and then we're going to get to work on that, hopefully. I have a script called Lucky that I wrote in a weekend a few years ago, and I rewrote it last month, turned it from 22 pages into 48. And I'm going to be drawing that myself for the first time. I got some backup. Marvin Law, who's a fantastic local artist, Marvin, is going to be doing layouts for me, and then I'm going to draw the book. And I have another another script that I've had the idea for about a year or so that I'm finally going to get to work on. I can't tell you too much about that, but that's going to end up being a 150-page plus graphic novel all in one shot. I prefer, at this point, I prefer graphic novels over single issues. So, especially if I'm producing them myself, I'm putting them out, why sell it four times? I'm going to sell it once.
That's my next question, is how do you find a publisher for your work, or do you self-publish?
I'm self-publishing now for First Hero, my original series. I shopped that around, and Action Lab was interested and wanted it, and I signed with Action Lab and did the first 2.5 volumes through them. But now I'm publishing myself as Aristocrats Comics. You can find us online, aristocratscomics.com, and on Instagram. Well, there's links on there. You'll find links on there. And you can buy my stuff through my web store, merchtableonline.com. I've just come to the point where I know I don't know everything, but I think I know enough that I want to produce my stuff myself, have, you know, if... Indie comics is a small market, and it's razor thin margins. So, at this level, why not do it myself? Why, I hate to put it like this, but why hand over a slice of the pie if A, the pie is small to begin with, and B, you could do it as well or better yourself.
In the age of the internet now, you can directly be in contact with your readership, I guess.
Absolutely. I mean, the Kickstarter for Homeroom C was my most successful Kickstarter to date. And, you know, over 230 people backing that. And I'm hoping to grow that for the next book and the next book. And for the word of mouth that the people that supported me will give their friends, hey, this is a great book, you should take a look at it. You know, and then, of course, doing shows like this, Mississauga Comics Expo. So.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Thanks to Anthony for the chat. You can discover more about Anthony on Twitter at AristocratsCMX, on Facebook at facebook.com/AnthonyRutgazer with 2 T's, comic book writer, and online at rutgazer.com. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics Podcast. I invite you to subscribe, like, and comment on the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True North Comics, on Facebook at facebook.com/TrueNorthCountryComics, and on Instagram at instagram.com/TrueNorthCountryComics. And please send your feedback to TrueNorthCountryComics@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now.